Good morning. You have just tuned in to the Sunday School Teacher, which is an outreach ministry of Applying the Word Ministries of LaGrange, Georgia. To find out more about us, you may visit us at www.applyingtheword-ga.org or just simply write us at P.O. Box 1075, LaGrange, Georgia, 30241. I am co-pastor Pat McFarland, and I will be your teacher for the day. I have been mandated by God to teach you the word. This program will review, first of all, your Sunday school lesson. We hope to encourage you to attend and participate in your Sunday school class. We also want you to fall in love with the Word of God. Finally, it is our desire that someone would dedicate their life to Jesus Christ, glory to God, and make Jesus their choice. Now, I need you to get your Bible and get ready. It is now time for Sunday school. Good morning. It is time for our Sunday school lesson. Glory to God. And we are excited to share the word of God with you. So get ready. Get your Bibles. Glory to God. And let's get ready for the word.
Praise the Lord. Glory to God. We're going to be coming from, our topic today is Mary, the Loyal Mother. Mary, the Loyal Mother. And we're going to be coming with three parts of scripture today. Our first part one is going to be Luke, the second chapter, the 15th through the 19th verse. And then we're going to be going to John, the second chapter, 1 through 5. And then we're going to be going to John 19, 25 through 17. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Yeah, we have a beautiful lesson today, and we're going to get started on our lesson this morning, and we're going to be looking at, in our first part of our lesson, we're going to look at it, a mother's amazement, visit at the manger. Now, again, verse 15 said, and it came to pass, as the angels were going away from them unto heaven, the shepherds said one to another, let us now go even unto Bethlehem and see this thing which is come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us.
Well, what happened, glory to God, you find that the shepherds were on their duty. The shepherds were taking care of their sheep. They were working, and the angels from heaven came to let them know that the Savior was born. Glory to God. They came to notify them and tell them where the baby was, glory to God. And they will let them know that this is really some joy here. Joy to the world, hallelujah, because the Savior has come. So our lesson is focused on the fact that Jesus was what was born, and that Mary, glory to God, because Mary is mentioned in our introduction, that Mary is the mother, glory to God, the earthly mother that was selected by God to bring forth this child. Glory to God. So we know, glory to God, that Jesus was born. And let us focus on our lesson today. Hallelujah. Mary, the loyal mother.
Amen. Praise God. Like we said, they've been told, and now they getting ready to move out and go and see this marvelous wonder that the angels had told them about. Looking at verse 16, it said, and they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the baby lying in a manger. Praise
Glory
God.
Glory to God. lying in a manger. The reason why they were in a manger, let's be real. It was a barn. They went into a barn, glory to God. And a manger was like a trough, because there was no room in the inn. But Mary was about to deliver, so there was room, glory to God, in the barn. There was a trough in the barn. And they made the bed. They did everything what they could do to make her comfortable so that she could bring forth this child, this holy child, a child placed in her by God. So here we are in this lesson today, that they are in the city of David, known as Bethlehem, glory to God. And Jesus is going to be born to the world in Bethlehem in a manger. Manger is important, y'all. You know why manger was important? He could have come royally because he's the king of the world. But he came low, glory to God. He came as a servant, glory to God. He came in a manger, glory to God. He came to serve us. He came to show us the way to God.
Amen. Praise God. And just like co-pastor just said, he could have come with amazement and a great sound and a great announcement, but yet he came in a manger. And when the shepherds that went to visit him, when they seen him, they just said, wait a minute, now, this right here is supposed to be an amazing child, and he unstable? No. What they had heard, they took with faith. What they had heard, they had took in knowing that, hey, it was a voice from the Lord, and they moved on it. A lot of times, we got to do that. We got to move on. When God speaks to us, we got to step out and go and see what God is saying. Praise God.
And Pastor, he was using the heavenly host. The angels, glory to God, the heavenly host, the angels were singing, the angels were proclaiming, the angels was letting them know in the city of David, glory to God, was born this day a child, glory to God. The Savior, the one you've been waiting for, the one that the scripture has been prophesied about, that the Savior has come, glory to God. They were waiting and they were waiting, and here comes this blessed day that Jesus is being born.
Amen, amen. I just have to, that's just to point out the amazement of they heard, they went, they saw. And look, verse 17, we still at the manger. At verse 17, and when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child.
In other words, they became witnesses. They heard the message. They went and they saw. They verified it as being the truth, glory to God, that the Savior was born, glory to God. And now they became what? Witnesses. They became proclaimers. They began to tell them that Jesus is here, glory to God. The Savior of the world is here. The Messiah, the one that was promised to us, is here. And he has come to do the mission that God has sent him to do. Hallelujah, as the Savior of the world. He's come to show us the way, glory to God. So they were excited. Everybody was excited, because in the Old Testament, it was proclaimed, it was told that we would have a Messiah, that a Savior would be born. And here this day, glory to God, in this lesson, glory God, the revelation has come to the shepherds, and the shepherds, glory to God, they go to Bethlehem and they behold the babe laying in a manger. Glory to God, the verification that Jesus was what? Born.
Amen. Amen. Now, remember our topic. It said Mary's the loyal mother. Glory now, we got God. To think about right now, what's going through Mary's mind? She's been told by the angels. She's been told by what she's carrying. And now here comes some people out of the blue, not knowing, and telling her the same thing. It's like a confirmation. In verse 18, and all they that heard it wondered, as though things which were told them by the shepherds. Again.
Oh my God. See, the shepherds came and they were telling what they had seen, what they had heard from the angels. And so now the discussion is going on. The verification, glory to God. She already knew, because the angels had visited Mary and let them know that she was going to be what? Carrying a child. Glory to God. The angels had visited Joseph and let him know, so he wasn't in the blind. But they knew that they were what? That Jesus was a special person. That Jesus is and was the Savior of the world. When he was born, he became the Savior of the world. He still is the Savior of the world. Glory to God. And we, glory God, have to believe in who? In Jesus, glory God, our Lord and Savior.
Praise the Lord. Glory to God. And again, we look at verse 19. Pondering in her heart. We're talking about this loyal mother. In verse 19, it said, but Mary kept all those things and pondered them in her heart. Amen. Glory to God. Now, all these things, we right now, is that the Lord is being built, because everything that she's been told, everything she, now she had to carry a child all these months. But yet she knew who she was carrying. And now it's been a confirmation, because this is it. This is the child.
And pondering means that she was thinking about it. Wow.
Yeah.
What God has done. She already said she was blessed among women.
Amen.
Blessed is the fruit of her womb. She go into the Bible, you find the praise of Mary, glory God, when she went to visit Elizabeth, glory God. So she was what? She was praising. They were praising God because God had done this thing. Glory God. Joseph was what? Was going to be taking care of her, but the earth, there was no earthly father, because he came from what? From heaven. And Joseph was even told, don't put her away, Joseph. Don't put her away. No, because this is of God. She is carrying what? She's carrying the baby Jesus. She's carrying the Savior of the world. Don't put her away, glory God. She's not done anything wrong, glory God. But she was selected by God. Hallelujah. To bring forth Jesus, the Holy Child.
Amen. Amen. And again, it said, and she pondered in her heart. It became a part of her. It became a part of her in her heart. I know what's going on. I know who this child is. You know, nobody, they knew, but yet at the same token, her Lord was being here, because guess what? It was a presence there. It was a presence with her all that time.
When the shepherds came past, look, think about this. When the shepherds came, it was another confirmation.
That's right.
See, when the shepherds came, seeing what they had seen, glory God, that the angels, glory God, told them that the baby was being born in Bethlehem. When they heard it, glory God, and they went, it was a confirmation. That's why she was pondering on, look what the Lord has done, glory God. Here she was selected. She said, blessed is the one, the fruit of your womb, Mary. Blessed, glory God, out of all the women in the world. She was selected. Hallelujah. Mary was selected to bring forth this child. Glory God. As the Savior of the world. The one who's going to show us the way to God. The one that's going to help us along the way.
Okay. Amen. Praise God. We're going to be moving into part two. And as I point out, we are focusing today on Mary, the loyal mother. In part two, it says, mother's requests. Amen. Praise God. And the setting here, that's going to be coming from John 2, 1 through 5. And verse 1 in that second verse says, and the third day there was a marriage in Canaan of Judea. And the mother of Jesus was there. Praise God.
Hallelujah. Now you see the setting? There's a wedding, glory God. But the mother of who? Of Jesus was at the wedding, glory God. So she was what? She was present in Canaan. Now we left Bethlehem, now we're in Canaan, glory God.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Now again, they said on the third day. Now there's a significance on that third day. But yet they were there. They were there to witness a marriage. And you know how I express them, the mother of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
The mother of Jesus was there. Now again, she was the mother of Jesus, but yet at the point, oh glory to God, it was a setting. She had a request. Amen. Glory to God. And verse 2, and both Jesus was called and his disciples to the wedding. Jesus was called to his wedding.
Glory to God. So here we find the mother of Jesus at the wedding, and Jesus was what? Invited to the wedding. He was called to the wedding. Let's see what happens at the wedding. Glory to God.
And his disciples. Now, There's a significance there. There's a setting there. We said it's going to be, the mother's request there. But yet, we need to understand, we need to realize right now, it pointed out the mother of Jesus.
Okay, stop right there too. Let's look at it again. We started the lesson off talking about the birth of Jesus. Now look, now we're moving on. Now Jesus is what he's been born. He's grown up. He's on his mission. He was already baptized. He's on his mission. He has his disciples. Glory to God. Now he's going to a wedding. Glory to God. So he's all grown up. He's doing the work that he was assigned to do. Go ahead.
Amen. Praise God. Now, looking at verse 3, it says, the need. And when they wanted wine, the mother of Jesus said unto him, they have no wine. They have no wine. At that point, this is what would build up to this request. She knows who Jesus is. Jesus know who he is. But at the same time, we have to move, with the divine nature of God.
So in other words, at the wedding, there was usually wine at the wedding. But now there's no wine, she's saying to Jesus. She's telling Jesus there's no wine. Now Jesus is going to reply, because, you know, I'm sure that when she said this to him, glory to God, he knew everything, because he was with the Son of God. He was God in the flesh. But he listened to what Mary had to say. Let's see what happens.
Amen. And like I said, it's a need. She made a request, but Jesus responded in verse 4. Jesus said unto her, woman, what have I to do with thee? My hour is not yet come.
So in other words, what Jesus was telling her, wait a minute. My hour has not come. Glory God, you're asking me to do something, glory God, that was not yet, it was not yet my hour to perform this miracle. But guess what? But it was the will of God. Because when she made the request, believe it or not, glory God, it was part of the vision. It was part of the mission. It was a revelation that needed to happen, because people had to be convinced that this was not an ordinary man. That Jesus had the power, that Jesus was and is the Son of God. Glory to God. So at that wedding, they began to see a revelation. Glory to God. Go ahead, Pastor.
Amen. Not yet my hour. Jesus was pointing out, when he said, woman, it was not in a harsh way. He was pointing out to a woman. Hey, she being a woman, and she expressed it, but not knowing that, hey, it was divine, and he only could move on the will of God.
But Pastor, what it was, she knew the power, because she knew he was the Son of God. She knew who she carried. She knew who she gave birth to. But what Jesus was saying, that my hour has not yet come, glory to God. She called him to do something, glory to God, but he was saying my hour had not come. But yet, glory to God, it evidently was the will of God. As we begin to read the lesson further, we begin to see that Jesus was, he was lovingly saying my hour had not come, glory to God. But this was what? This was the will of the Father. This revelation that happened at the wedding was the real will of the Father.
Amen, amen. Praise God. And in verse 5, the need, it says, his mother said unto the servants, whatsoever he say unto you, do it.
Wow. Whatever he says, hallelujah, unto you, just do it. Because she knew who Jesus was. She knew who her son was, glory to God. And she knew he had power, that he could change things. So she said, whatever he says, just do it. Glory to God.
Amen. But the key of it is also, she made a personal request to God,
yes,
for something. And at this point, he said, what have I to do with this? But yet, she was bringing him into the point, this is a need, hallelujah. And basically, this is a need, and this is something I'm asking for. But yet she said, "Wait, do what he say." Now, I know my request, but do what he say. Whatever he say, do it. Oh, glory in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And that was that loyalty to the point of getting a knowing who he is, but yet also knowing that, guess what? I'm his mother. She made a request of the mother, but guess what? He had to point out to it, woman, it ain't my time. And then she asked at that point and answered the request. Part 3, amen, praise God. Mother's future, new son. And that's going to be coming from John 19, 25 through 27. 25 through 27. Now, there stood by the cross of Jesus, his mother and his mother's sister, Mary, the wife of Cleophas, and Mary Magdalene. Oh, glory to God.
Now look at how less and jump. Now we were at the wedding, glory to God, and they were bringing him the things. They did bring Jesus the things that he needed to do to use, and he did turn water to wine. And the people proclaimed that, see, they had wine before, but they ran out. But they proclaimed that this was the best wine. That wine represented new life. That wine represented, glory, the power of Jesus Christ. That wine represented more than just drinking wine represented. Glory God. It was a message. It was to show them that Jesus had power. Hallelujah. And his power didn't come from man. His power came from God. So yes, he performed that miracle. But remember the lesson, our lesson is going today, is taking what is doing gaps. Is we skipping parts, glory to God. But so we already dealt with that miracle, and the people were amazed, and they even proclaimed this wine is the best. They saved the best for the last. Hallelujah. Because that wine represented the new life. The new life that was going to come forth through Jesus Christ. When you accept Jesus as your Savior, you have a brand new life. You're not the same, glory to God. But so that wine represented a new life, glory to God. The newness in Jesus Christ, glory to God. So now we're going further in the lesson, and we're dealing with what, Pastor?
Amen. We're dealing with the future, hey, and as the new son. We're dealing with the future of what's his whole concept, what God sent him to do now is being performed. And she's been still loyal because she's there.
Would you read that verse one more time?
Now, there stood by the cross of Jesus.
By the cross. Listen, the cross. Go ahead.
His mother and his mother's sister and Mary, the wife of Cleophas, and Mary Magdalene.
Now think about this. The mother of Jesus, she knew that he was the Son of God. She knew that he was being sent on a mission. She knew that he was the Savior of the world. She knew that it was proclaimed in the Word of God. And here she's standing there, glory to God, and she's looking at him being what? Nailed to the cross, glory to God. She's standing there witnessing the crucifixion of Jesus Christ, glory to God. But the lesson is focusing on Mary. Think about the loyalty. Think about the love. Think about the compassion of Mary standing there looking at Jesus. But Jesus was on a mission, and she knew that. Jesus had come, glory to God, to lay down his life for his friends. And Lord, glory to God, we were his friends. In order for our salvation to come forth, there had to be a crucifixion. There had to be a shedding of blood. There had to be Jesus on the cross for us, glory to God. So they nailed him on the cross, glory to God. They nailed him on the cross. They crucified, the songwriter said, and they crucified my Savior. They did it all for you and me. Jesus came to this earth to die on the cross for us, that we might have what? Salvation. It was through the shedding of his blood, glory to God, that we are what? We are redeemed, glory to God. All of this was happening. All of this was prophesied. Y'all look, when we read this lesson, it jumps and jumps and jumps, but it was a prophecy. It was already prophesied years ago that a Messiah would come. Here it is now, the Messiah has come. It was prophesied that the Messiah would lay down his life and be crucified. Here it is, Jesus on the cross, glory to God. Willing to what? To willing to lay down his life for us, glory to God. Willing that we might have a right to the tree of life. Wanted us to be saved. Wanted us to be what? The children of God. And he did it all for you and me. Hallelujah. That's all we have to do is believe, and accept him. Glory
amen,
God.
Amen, amen. Again, we have to see here at the cross.
Yes.
This was the whole concept of his life. Mary knew who he was, but yet it was now she realized now she's no longer she's the mother of Jesus, but now he's gonna become the Jesus Christ. He's gonna be the Savior of the world. Oh, glory to God. And at this point, the loyalty that she'd been standing by her child. Now, I'm looking at that child dying, but oh, glory to God. But this is a Christ child. He came for this purpose. He came to do this. Oh, glory to God.
And guess what, Pastor? He let them know all along, all during his journey, that he was going to lay down his life for his friends.
Amen.
He told them all the way, glory to God. And then he said that if he can lay down his life, he would have the power to take it up. He kept telling them this, glory to God. So on the cross was not the end, glory to God. He had already told them that he was going to be able to take up his life.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Because it was not the end. So behold what? Jesus on the cross. Hallelujah. Look at him on the cross. Look at him what? Dying on the cross. Look at him what? Taking the sins of the world upon him for us. Look at Jesus, glory, willing to shed his blood. Let me tell you this, glory God. Those of you that have not accepted Jesus Christ, I need to let you know that you need to accept Jesus Christ as what? As your personal Savior. Because he came to save you. He came to what? To save you. He came to make you part of the kingdom of God. But you have to accept him. You have to believe in him. You have to understand that he shed his blood for you. You have to understand that he's come to redeem you, glory to God. And it's personal. It's between you and God. You have to repent. You have to accept him. It's personal. I can't do it for you. I have to do it for me. You got to do it for you. You got to accept Jesus.
Amen. And I pointed out, hey, the new son. She had known Jesus as Jesus. She knew who he was. But now he's fulfilling
his role
on what God sent him to. In verse 26 said, when Jesus therefore saw his mother and the disciples standing by, whom he loved, he said unto his mother, woman, behold thy son. Oh, glory to God. Now, when he said, woman, behold thy son, he was talking about the Jesus that had been born for her. But now, oh, glory to God, behold thy son, because now I'm fulfilling my purpose,
the mission,
what God sent me for. I'm fulfilling the mission. I'm the Christ child. I'm the Savior of the world. Behold your son.
And the lesson says, Mary, the loyal mother.
The loyal mother.
Glory to God. She already knew when he was placed in her womb. She already knew that it was not an ordinary child being placed in her womb. She already knew, glory to God, that Jesus was going to be on a mission, glory to God. That Jesus was the Messiah. He was the Savior of the world. She saw him grow up. She saw him being different. She saw him, glory to God. And here it is now, glory to God. She even watched him as he was a witness. And she watched him as he was what, even getting disciples and going and preaching and ministering. Miracles were being performed. So she was a witness. She saw many things. So she knew that he was not an ordinary child. He was not an ordinary person. But he, Jesus.
Hello, this is Pastor Arthur J. McCall saying, I know you have enjoyed that word coming from co-pastor Patricia McCall. We are asking you to be a partner in this ministry, to help us get the word out to our hurting world. We need your financial support. You can contact us by writing to Applying the Word Ministries, P.O. Box 1075, LaGrange, Georgia, 30241. You can also reach us at our website at www.applyingtheword-ga.org. Or you can email the Sunday School Teacher at sundayschoolteacher111@gmail.com. Until next time, may God bless you and may God keep you.